1712.
Sorry, I was making a note. Case number 1712, the Shabby Cheek and Junk Teak. Donna Tanka, applicant and representative. I think Donna's here. This is the property that is at 22068 US Highway 160, Kazee Mills, Missouri.
Kazee.
Kazee Mills, thank you. Actually, I drew in a little sketch of the building. It's a 24 by 36 building that's built for a flea market. She's seeking planning commission approval of a Division III permit, allowing for the use of this building for a flea market. And it sits right here where it's green. And I went out and took some pictures of the building. Per the assessor's information, the property is 2 acres in size. The 36 by 24 building will not connect to water, so a wastewater system will not be required. The new building will be served by existing Circle Drive off US Highway 160. The owner has indicated she plans to add parking to each side of the building to keep the Circle Drive open for traffic flow. It appears 5 to 6 spaces will be made available for parking. Pursuant to provisions of Appendix J, which is onsite parking and loading of the Development Guidance Code, this commercial use would require one parking space per 200 square feet of building. Thus, 864 square foot building would need 4.32 parking spaces. She's indicated the planned hours for operation of the flea market will be Wednesday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. The adjoining property is currently agriculture, with the nearest resident being 900 plus feet away. And this application was approved for concept April 17th, and the project received a score of 3 on the policy checklist. If the Taney County Planning Commission approves Division III permit 1712, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. One would be compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Two would be compliance letters from the Central Taney County Fire Protection District. Three, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Four, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Five, a Division II permit will be required for all applicable structures in the development. And six, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days, or the approval shall expire.
All right, we didn't have anybody sign up to speak on this except you. If you got any glowing report that you want to...
I didn't know if I was supposed to.
Our nearest neighbor has no complaint.
Yeah, we got a letter recommending you actually on that, so...
Don, do you live out here now?
I live at Wilma Thomas's old place.
So you live out there, okay.
Yeah. Any questions on this project? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'll see you next week.
Okay.
1713, Scott. The M Nightly Rental, there's our rep.
Case number 1713, the M Nightly Rental, Jerry Lynn Muncie. This is the property that was in Emery Creek. Jerry Lynn is seeking the Planning Commission approval of a Division III special use permit allowing for a nightly rental of an existing single-family residence. Subject property is approximately 57.9 acres in size per the Taney County Assessors. Access is from Emery Creek Boulevard in the Emery Creek Ranch subdivision. The property is not part of the Emery Creek Ranch subdivision. These are your different aerial views. Picture of the driveway that's concrete. Picture of the home as you drive into it. Home is approximately 3,000 square foot in size. The home is served by Taney County, I think that was Water District number two.
Three.
Dave would know. Water District number three. In an on-site wastewater system. It's a picture of our garages. Property is surrounded by a forest of mature trees. The nearest resident is approximately 1,050 feet to the north of the home. The home has an attached two-car garage and a one-car detached garage. There's also numerous areas to park on the property that has been graveled to park on. The driveway is concrete its full length to the home. There were no signs of present or past wastewater failures on the property. Per the assessor's information, the single-family residence was constructed in 2013, and it was approved for concept on April 17th. And then we have our Taney County Development Guides Code definition of nightly rental. Also the maximum occupancy definition. This project received a score of 4 on the policy checklist. Taney County Planning Commission approves Division 3 Permit 1713. The following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. One is compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Two are compliance letters from Western Taney County Fire Protection District. Three, a valid Missouri Department of Revenue sales tax license number shall be provided to the Planning Department prior to the issuance of a certificate of compliance. Four, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Five, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Six, the residence located at 955 Emory Creek Boulevard shall accommodate or sleep no more than the maximum occupancy. The maximum occupancy for a nightly rental shall be 2 persons per dwelling unit plus 2 persons per bedroom. The total occupancy may be further limited based upon the provisions of the Western Taney County Fire Protection District requirements and regulations. 7. The M nightly rental has been approved as a special use permit. Therefore, the permit is specific to the representative to whom the permit is issued and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. The special use permit shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. 8. The current contact information for the property shall be posted on the property and on file in the Taney County Planning Office. And 9, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days, or the approval shall expire.
That's not just on a lot. There's an acreage goes with that property, isn't there?
About 58 acres. There's no picture of the meadow, is there? Yeah, there's a beautiful meadow down there, too.
57.9 acres, Dave.
Yeah. And unfortunately, you have to drive in through the Emory Creek subdivision to get to it. That's the downfall, that probably the biggest downfall we have. But it's a beautiful location for families, and we want to share that. And
well,
it would only be
down there. I was down there when we were putting the water in.
It's beautiful, and yes, I know there's like hills, and it would only be seasonal, of course, because I don't even go down there when it's a hint of snow. So,
yeah, I think when that was done, we took a 6-inch water line quite a ways down there.
Yeah, well, there is that fire hydrant. I had him on cover. I'm like, I know it's there. Get it out so it's seeable. So
they're building a new tower up there, so it'll have fire service.
Yeah, I saw that's pretty big too.
All right. I've got Stephen Wages, or?
Yeah, I got nothing against this one right here. I thought the M was close to my property. Dean and Janice, this man right here, is one that I wanted to talk against.
Okay.
So I don't got nothing against your. I'm sorry.
Well, if you don't want to speak, that's fine. We want you to have your opportunity.
Yeah, I want to speak, but I don't know where. He just said his name, Dean and Janice. It doesn't have any other.
So it'll be the last one. It's Lee's.
How is it?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Salami?
That's Salami. Salami.
Salami. Okay.
Yes.
That's you.
Yes. That's me.
All right, sir.
I live in Emery Creek with my family, and the whole subdivision, there's over 100 homes there, all family, not a single nightly rental. And I heard about this through Facebook that they're wanting to do a rental here. And everything I hear about rentals is nothing positive, especially in an established community. It is, if I had to guess, I'd say it's a solid 70% families. The rest are retirees. Except not a single nightly rental. And as it was pointed out, everybody's got to drive through our neighborhood, which we already kind of have an issue with people speeding down Emery Creek Boulevard. Speed limit's 25. People always go well above that. And as far as it being secluded, yeah, I can kind of see how it's on 57 acres, but literally it's at the bottom of the holler behind all the people's houses, and sound travels right up it. I mean, you can hear everything. And so I didn't really necessarily come here trying to be the point person. I just know there's a bunch of people from our community that are here that didn't even sign up. Can you raise your hand? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I know they're here. But I asked them to sign up, but somehow I got appointed to be the person to talk. I've got several other friends. In fact, I was at the house today. I want to say it's 8:34. I was doing some work there. It's the one literally right there at the driveway. And, I mean, he's going to see traffic like crazy, people coming in and out, who knows at what hours, and who knows who's coming in. And I know you guys have heard all these reasons before for other things, but my biggest point is this is an established community with zero nightly rentals in it. And I know we want to keep it that way. Just everybody I've talked to, that's what I've heard. So that's all I got.
All right. Any questions for this gentleman?
I don't have a question for him. I've got a question for Scott. How many letters were sent out to, since it is so far away from any other home in Emery Creek? How many letters did you send out?
600 feet radius.
I thought it was property line, but nobody got a letter, evidently.
Yeah, nobody got a letter. I kind of heard
well,
this.
It's a long way down in that
hallway. It is, but it isn't.
Not to the property line.
I'm well familiar with it.
Yeah, it is, but it isn't. You know, I mean, to get to it, it's
to the house it is, but not to the property
correct. Line. Correct. And I know I got it second. I don't even have Facebook. I'm still trying to hold out from not getting it. I got it from my wife.
I just got handed.
So there was tons of letters sent out.
30.
30 letters sent out. 30 letters were sent out, and nobody came. You heard about it on Facebook.
Yeah, because I'm in the neighborhood. I'm on Southview Drive.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, I don't want my neighborhood turning into any nightly rentals, because this just opens the door for the whole community, for somebody else to come in. There are several rental properties there, but those are permanent rentals. Those are people that rent, you know, long term. It's not a nightly deal. And you know, I don't need convicted felons or whoever, you know, child molesters in our neighborhood, people we just don't know. And granted, Branson typically doesn't draw that kind of crowd if you're vacationing. But we don't need to hear all this stuff in noise and just all the extra traffic. And I certainly don't want it to creep into our neighborhood where the subdivision is. Because, like I said, there's none of it in there now, and I don't even want to open the door to let it in. We are an established community, well over 100 homes. So I'm kind of surprised there aren't more, but there clearly are way more people here in opposition than any other property that's been presented tonight. So I hope you guys take that into account.
Can you point out where you live on
sure.
that map?
Sure.
My wife and I, we own this lot and the lot next to it. And like I said, I was working up here today with this guy. He was supposed to be here tonight. I know Gus is here. He lives across the street, and he came in a little late, so he didn't get to sign in. But, I mean, all of us that are here are in opposition. Because we don't even
want to start this. Like, go down this road and have, like, it sounds like Bear Creek has this issue now, where their door's kind of been cracked open, and now it's just the floodgates are going crazy. And I don't even want to start it. Because like I said, I'm down there on Southview, and you can hear everything.
The valley comes, I mean, it's pretty steep, and literally, I mean, you can hear stuff across the valley easily. And so, I mean, you can have the same thing here. I mean, this is a crazy steep little tiny road, and I can guarantee you that people are going to have trouble finding it.
And so they're going to be going back and forth. I mean, it's literally probably a 10-foot-wide concrete driveway I would hope there's no signage going to be there, but you know, is there going to be signage and people getting lost trying to find it? I don't know. My biggest thing is I don't want to have nightly rentals on in our community, and I know it's not part of the community per se, but it does have to use our roads and interact with our residents.
All right, thank you very much.
Sound good?
Have something new or something else?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. That closes the public hearing on that project.
Here you go, George. I'll put them back in the folder.
Thank you.
What, you don't trust me?
Well, I'm